Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, M&A, Titans the Pioneers Who Shaped Wall Street's Mergers and Acquisitions Industry by Brett Cole, is a business history of the people who helped create modern merger sand. Acquisitions on Wall Street. Rather than presenting M&A as a technical manual, the book examines the lawyers and bankers who defined takeover strategy during the 1970s and 1980s, when hostile bids, defensive tactics, and deal-making culture were rapidly evolving. Its purpose is to explain how a small group of influential figures shaped the legal, financial, and organizational framework of the industry that later became central to corporate finance. The book is especially interested in the interaction between personalities and institutions, showing how firms, rivalries, and professional alliances influenced deals were sourced, defended, and executed. It also connects the rise of prominent dealmakers to larger developments such as private equity, activist investing, and the spread of new financing methods. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how takeover battles in the 1970s and 1980s created the modern M&A market. A central focus of the book is the takeover era that turned mergers and acquisitions into a distinct Wall Street business. Cole places readers inside the battles of the 1970s and 1980s, when hostile bids, defensive maneuvering, and regulatory uncertainty forced bankers and lawyers to develop new ways of thinking about corporate control. The book shows that M&A was not simply a matter of matching buyers and sellers. It emerged from conflict because dealmakers had to respond to resistance from boards, shareholders, and competing advisors. That pressure helped define the industry's basic playbook, including how offers were structured, how defenses were built, and how advisors positioned themselves in boardroom disputes. By centering on this formative period, the book explains why M&A became a specialized field rather than a side activity within investment banking. It also makes clear that the industry's identity was shaped as much by legal confrontation and strategic improvisation as by financial analysis. Secondly, Joe Flom and Marty Lipton as the legal architects of takeover strategy. The book gives special attention to Joe Flom and Marty Lipton, presenting them as the godfathers of modern M&A. Their importance comes from the way they translated takeover law into practical strategy for bankers and corporate clients. Rather than staying in a purely legal role, they taught financial advisors how to understand the rules, restrictions, and leverage points that governed hostile transactions. This mattered because takeover activity in the period was shaped by legal detail as much as by capital. Flom and Lipton also built influential law firms, which gave them the institutional power to shape the market rather than merely react to it. The book uses their careers to show that M&A was created through collaboration between law and finance, not by bankers alone. Their influence also illustrates a broader pattern in the book. Individual advisors could become industry founders when they combine technical expertise with strong client relationships and institutional ambition. Thirdly, the banker networks that carried M&A from elite firms into a broader industry. The book is interested in how these bankers influenced the culture of the institutions they worked for, whether they stayed and reshaped the firm from within or left after conflict with management. This distinction matters because it shows M&A as an institutional transformation, not merely a succession of famous names. The book suggests that the industry grew through people who introduced a more aggressive, advisory-driven model of banking into firms that were still adapting to takeover work. In that sense, the book is about professional diffusion, how a few prominent dealmakers helped spread M&A expertise across Wall Street and raise the status of the field itself. Fourthly, Michael Milken, Drexel Burnham Lambert, and the financing of aggressive dealmaking. The book does not present this only as a story about one financier. Instead, Drexel is shown as an institution that altered the market by connecting capital supply to a new appetite for risk and control battles. The result was a wider shift in corporate finance, since hostile takeovers and shareholder pressure became more feasible when funding could be raised quickly. The book therefore links M&A history to the evolution of capital markets, showing that the industry's growth depended on both strategic ideas and financial engineering. Lastly, what the book reveals about firm culture, rivalry, and the making of Wall Street power. The book suggests that M&A was not built only on technical skill, but on the ability to navigate institutional politics and convert personal reputation into market influence. That makes the book useful for understanding how Wall Street power is accumulated through deal success, client trust, and the ability to reshape a firm's identity around advisory work. It is this combination of biography, institutional history, and competitive culture that gives the book its distinctive angle. In conclusion, M&A Titans is best suited for readers who want to understand the origins of modern mergers and acquisitions, rather than learn a mechanical deal process. Investment bankers, corporate lawyers, finance students, and readers of Wall Street history will find it especially useful because it explains how today's M&A culture was built through legal innovation, aggressive financing, and institutional rivalry. The book offers practical value in a historical sense. It clarifies why takeover strategy, defensive tactics, and advisory influence developed the way they did, and why personalities mattered so much in shaping market norms. It also provides intellectual value by connecting Wall Street biography to broader changes in corporate control and capital markets. Compared with many M&A books that focus on process, valuation, or case studies, this one stands out for its emphasis on the pioneers themselves. It is less a how-to guide than a history of the people who made the field possible, which makes it a strong complement to more technical M&A texts. Its focus on the intersection of law, finance, and culture gives it a sharper historical identity than most books in the genre. If you would like to support Brett Cole, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.